Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Gimel. We are in the heart of Shavuos HaEdus, and we're going to continue to discuss the basic rules of Shavuos HaEdus. Today's daf is once again sponsored by Avishai Elishev Newman, Lezuchus Rafor Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have Rafor Shalema, Besoch Shar Cholei Yisrael. So today we're going to first finish off. We left off at the two dots, two lines before the lines get wide on daf Lamed Beis and Beis. So we're first going to finish off the explanation of the previous Mishnah. What happens if one guy is kofar and the other one is moda? Because in order to be chayiv for Shavuos Eidus, there has to be a situation where had you said the Eidus, you would have been mechayiv mamon. But if there's not another aid there to join with you, so then you would not have been able to be mechayiv mamon. So we're going to discuss the different permutations that we had in the Mishnah. If there were shtei kitei eidim, how we view Shavuos Eidus for the first set, for the second set, v'chulei. So then we're gonna hit a new Mishnah on daf lamed gimel lamed aleph, where the Mishnah is going to explain the dinim of Shavuos HaEdus when you have many different tvios or many different minim within a single tvia, and the person takes a shvua. Meaning, I want you to swear to me that you know testimony that you don't know testimony. I want you to testify for me that this guy owes me chitin, saorin, kusm. So, is there a way that if they deny that with the Shavua, that they're only going to be chayiv one Shavuos HaEdus versus being chayiv multiple Shavuos HaEdus? Then the Gemara is going to have a lengthy discussion from one Mishnah to the next Mishnah, really, pretty much a lengthy discussion about what about Mashpia Ede Knas? What if it's not Mamon, but it's Knas? The Knas, in practical terms, is money. I mean, you're giving money, but it's not halachically referred to as a Mamon payment. A Knas is defined as a payment that doesn't really directly correlate to damage done or to money that was actually cost to the other party. So what about Meshbia Eidei Knas? Is there a din of Shavuos HaEdus by Meshbia Eidei Knas? Then the next Mishnah is going to bring a number of different examples of types of tvios that Eidim might be mushba to be made on them and their kofar, but they're still not chayiv for Shavuos HaEdus. For example, there's no chayiv mamon in the Eidus, or it's something that the Toveya was never directly Toveya them to be made. So in such cases, there's not going to be a chiyuv of Shavuos HaEdus. But the Gemara is going to quote one brisa after another to try to demonstrate the source for the idea that Shavuos HaEdus is only by chiyuvei mamon, and it's not by any other type of Eidus. So we're going to have four different brisas on Amud Beis that all deal with that issue of what is the source that Shavuos HaEdus is only when the guy is chayiv mamon, and when the Eidus would have been to be mechayiv mamon, but not when it's to be mechayiv anything else. So we left off at the two dots, kofar echad vahoda echad. So the Mishnah had said that if one of the Eidim is kofar, denies knowing the Eidus, and the other Eid says, yeah, I'm ready to testify, so the kofar is going to be chayiv. The one who denied knowing the Eidus and swore to his denial, he's the one that's obviously going to be chayiv. So says Gemara, of course. If when both of them are kofar, you still say that the first guy is going to be chayiv, even though in the end of the day, it turns out he doesn't even have a partner to have been made with, because the other guy's kofar too. So kofar echad vahod echad mibayi. Do you need to tell me that the first guy's going to be chayiv in Shavuos Eidus when the other guy is moda and is ready to say the Eidus? And of course the first guy's going to be chayiv mishum Shavuos Eidus. Says Gemara lo tzricha kigon shekofru shnehen. No, the case of our Mishnah is that they both deny knowing the Eidus, but then v'chazer echad mehen vahoda. Then one of them backtracks on his kfira and he is moda that he knows Eidus, b'toch kedei dibor, and he's moda within toch kedei dibor of when he was kofar. So he undoes his kfira. So the Mishnah and the chiddush of the Mishnah is not that the first guy is going to be chayiv. Of course the first guy is going to be chayiv, because that's a classic case of Shavuos Eidus. V'haka mashmala. No, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though he was kofar together, the second guy was kofar together with the first guy, since the second guy changed his mind and is now moda, that he's going to be potter, because the toch kedei dibor kedibor dami. We view that as if he was never kofar, because since it was Toch De Dibur, that he backtracked on his Kfira, so it's now Kedibur Echad, it's now as if he never was Kofer. So a person is able to be Choser on what he says, B'Toch De Dibur. So that's why the Mishnah patters the second guy. Since he was Choser from his Kfira, B'Toch De Dibur, his Chazara works, and it's as if he was always Kofer from the very outset. So it says that he was always Moda from the very outset, that he was never Kofer. Says the Gemara, okay, so that's the chiddush of that line in the Mishnah, that Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. But doesn't that ring a bell? Bishlom the Rav Chis Demuki Lalahu Kereb Yossi Aglili Reisha Efshel Tzamtem Seifa Yisrich Lashmin and Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. You know, we had a machlokas yesterday, the din in the Mishnah of Kofru Shnei and Keechad, that they're both going to be Chayiv. So we asked the question, Kofru Shnei and Keechad, how could they be both be Kofer at exactly, precisely the same time? E Efshar Letzamtem. So we said, according to Rav Chista, yeah, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Efshar Letzamtem. So fine, I understand. The Chiddush of that part of the Mishnah is Efshar Letzamtem. The Chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is that Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, that works out fine. El Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan's answer on the previous part of the Mishnah, who said that Kofru Shnei and Keechad did not mean that it was Efshar Letzamtem. It didn't mean that they said it at exactly the precisely same time. No, what it meant was that Toch Kedei Dibur, they did it within Toch Kedei Dibur of each other, and Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. So Reisha Toch Kedei Dibur, Seifa Toch Kedei Dibur, Tarti Lameli, Chiddush of the Reisha Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, Chiddush of the Seifa Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Well, then the Seifa is no longer a Chiddush. How many times do you have to tell me the same halacha of Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami? So the Gemara says, no, Mao de Tema, Kfira u Kfira. I might have thought Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami only when the first guy is Kofer and then the second guy is Kofer. So within, as long as they're within Toch Kedei Dibur of each other, it's considered that they're Kofer at the same time. That's what Toch Kedei Dibur teaches us, that we combine testimony of two separate Edom that are saying the same thing within Toch Kedei Dibur of each other. Aval Kfira Voda, but when one Ed changes his mind, he does a Kfira and then he's Moda, Emalo, I might think that he can't be Mevatel, his previous statement of Kfira. Toch Kedei Dibur and Kedibur Dami can combine two different statements, but it cannot undo a previous statement. So Kamash Milan, that's why it has to tell me that Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami means it could even undo a previous statement as long as it's within Toch Kedei Dibur. Okay, so then the Mishnah said, "Oh, you stay Kita Edim, Kafra Rishon of Achar Kach Kafra Shnia." So the Mishnah said that if there are two sets of Edim, and then the first set of witnesses denies knowing testimony, and then the second set of witnesses denies knowing testimony, they're both going to be Chayiv because it's the Eidos could have been Miskayim Bishtayan. So it says more Bishlam the Kafala Bishlam Shnia Tischayiv the Kafala Rishona. I get why the second set of Edim is going to be Chayiv. The first set has already denied knowing any testimony, so the second set should realize Eina Davar Talui Ella Banu, that we're the only ones that are going to be able to be made on this money, and it's they're really costing him money by not saying their testimony. Ella Rishona. Am I? Why should the first set of witnesses be chayiv? V'akai mashniya. At the time that they deny knowing testimony, the money should still end up in the right hands, because there is another set of witnesses that should be able to cover it, that should be able to resolve the issue in a fair way by sharing their testimony. So the first guys aren't really costing any money by failing to testify. So says the Gemara, Amar Ravina, you're right. When the second group is Ra'ui Lahayud, the first group is in fact Patr, because they didn't cost the Toveya anything. No, Hachamai Eskina, in the case in our Mishnah where that we're talking, where the first set is going to be Chayiv as well, is Kigom Chayis Shnia B'Shas Kfira Rishona Krovin B'Nasho Sehen. The second cut of Edim, at the time that the first cut denied knowing anything, the second cut were related through marriage. They were their wives were sisters sisters or something like that, and therefore they're a puzzle to be made. So it turns out at the time that the first cat denied knowing testimony, there were no other witnesses. The first cat that was kofer was actually costing money. It was only after the first cat denied knowing testimony, the wives of the second cat died, and they are therefore no longer relatives, and now they become kosher eidim. So now their kfira is also costing money. And the truth is, l'chora, it's pashut, if that were the case. But we're adding another knech, unishosein gosisos. And the women at the time that the first cat denied knowing the testimony, they were gosisos. They were holding by death. They were very close to dying. So mal detem rov gosin l'misa. You might think to say that since we know the majority of gosisim die in short order, so the first cat could say, the money will change hands anyway. There are two eidim. They're not kosher right now, but they'll be kosher very soon. So Kamash Malan, that's why it has to tell us that no, right now, as long as they're alive, it's interesting why the girsa was taken away. Rashi has the girsa of Hashta Mia Lo Shachiv. Right now, they're not dead. The Marshal takes away those words based on Tosfos. Right? If you look at Tosfos, Kamash Malan, Ein Lefarish Kamash Malan, De Ein Rov Gosin in the Misa, De Behedim Much Parakolaget, De Rubal in the Misa, El Perish Avagav De Rov Gosin in the Misa, Hashta Mia Lo Shachiv. Meaning, why did we take away the girsa? Because Tosfos says it as pshat in the Gemara, as opposed to as explicit in the Gemara. So we don't take away the girsa because it's incorrect. We take away the girsa because it's correct. But Tosfos said it as like, oh, I have a chiddush. Here's pshat. Meaning, if it was explicit, then Tosfos wouldn't need to tell you that that's the pshat. So either way, that's definitely the pshat, whether it's the girsa or not. Meaning, the kamash mulan is right now the women are alive. If the women are alive, these guys are related, and the first cat is the only cat of Edim at the time that they're being kofer. And that's why the first cat is in fact going to be chayiv. Okay, new Mishnah now. Mishnah is going to describe a number of different cases where there may be multiple tvios or tvios on multiple items. Mashbiani Alechem. A guy says, I make you swear that you don't know testimony. Imlo tavovi tiyuduni sheyeshli biad ploni, that this guy owes me, let's say, wheat as a pikadon, or tsumas yad, or vitsumas yad, and some of wheat he owes me as al that I lent him, v'gezel, and he owes me more that he stole from me, v'aveda, and he owes me more that he found in aveda that I lost. Somehow he ran into every possible, every possible way of having my money. He has some of my money in like every way that someone could have somebody else's money. So he owes me money on all of these levels. Shvur ein anu yodin l'cha edus, and they take a shvur. We don't know any testimony about any of that stuff. Ein chayav nelachas. If it turns out that they were lying, they're only chayav one carbon shvuah seidus. But if they formulate their response differently, they say shvuah she'ein anu yodin sheyesh lecha biad ploni pikadon utsumas yad v'gazel v'aveda. If they identify each of the ways that this guy owes the other fellow money, and they say we don't know anything about either one, any one of these ways, chayav nelachas v'achas. If it turns out that they're lying, they're chayav shvuah Seidus for each one of those tvios. Mashbiani aleichem. Another case. I make you swear. Im lo tavo v'tiidu sheyesh li biad ploni pikadon. That it's just a pikadon. There's only one way that he owes me money, but the pikadon involves chitin, usaorin, v'kusmin. Different minim, wheat and barley, different minim. Shvur she'ein anu yodin l'cha edus. If they just take a shvur that we don't know any edus, ein chayav nelachas, then they're only chayav for one shvur edus. But shvur she'ein anu yodin l'cha edus, sheyesh l'cha biar ploni, chitin, sa'orin, v'kusmin, chayav nelkolachas v'achas. If they identify each min that they don't know testimony about, then they're going to be chayav a separate shvur edus for each and every one. Mashbiani aleichem, a third case. You have to come and testify that this guy owes me for damaging me, or chatzi nezek if it was mishuna or whatever the cases are, tsroros, whatever the cases are, that he's chayiv chatzi nezek, or kefel, he stole something from me and he has to pay me kefel, or dal vehei, he stole my sharo se and he was tavach umachar, so he has to pay me four or five times its value. So I want you to testify. Or Vishanas Ishploni as biti, Upita as biti. He was Ma'anes Rahman al son. My daughter, or it was Mefata, my daughter, Vishaykani Bini, or it's my son, and he struck me, and that it was a ka that didn't have a chabura, and therefore he has to pay for the boshes. Vishachaval bi chaverai, or that someone made a chaval in me on Yom Kippurim, Vishahidlik es kedishai, or that he lit Yom Kippurim, or that he lit up my my gadish, he burnt down some of my property on Yom Kippurim. So, and the Edom denied knowledge of any of this testimony. In all these cases, Hare Elu Chayavin, they are going to be Chayiv. The Chiddush apparently is that even though it's, it doesn't seem to be a real money case, because Kam Le B'Drav Minei, they should be Chayiv for Misa, for violating, hitting the father, or being doing Malach on Yom Kippurim. So you would think that they wouldn't be, it's not an Eidus about Mammon. So you would think that they would be Pater from Shuvas Eidus. So we'll have to see why they're Chayiv. So the halach is Shuvas Eidus is only if you cost the guy money by refusing to testify. So the Gemara is going to discuss if Edim refused to testify in a Knas case, whether they're chayiv for Shuvas Eidus, and whether our Mishnah could be a raya, because some of the cases in our Mishnah were payments of Knas, Ones, Mefata, right? So Yibayiluhu, Mashbia Eide Knas, Mahu. What's the halacha if you tell people you have to come testify for me that this guy owes me a Knas, and if you don't, then you have to swear that you don't know any testimony. Would such a shvua be subject to shvuas ha'edus? I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, lo tibayilach. According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, there's no question about Eide Knas. Certainly they're chayiv in shvuas ha'edus. Why? What does he say? The Amr, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says in a braisa, Maseches Baba Kama Daf Ayin Hey, that even though a person is not chayiv knas when he's moda b'knas, but if there are edim to the chiyuv, even after he's moda the Beis Din, yavo edim v'yidu. If a guy comes in his moda, so we say, okay, you're not chayiv the knas if you're moda to the knas. But if after he's moda, edim show up to Beis Din and they testify that he owes the knas, now he's going to be chayiv the knas, even though he was already moda. So according to Rabbi Elazar, if the edim would have been made, they would have been able to be mechayiv money. It costs the fellow money by them withholding their edus, regardless of whether the guy's moda. Kiti ba'ilach alibid rabbanan, the whole shayiv. Those according to the Rabbanan, Damri Moda B'Knas V'Achach Bo Edim Potter, because the Rabbanan hold that if the fellow is Moda B'Knas and then Edim come and testify, he's not going to have to pay the Knas. So what about Mashbia Eide Knas before the fellow is Moda? Do we say maybe they weren't really costing him any money because the guy could have been Moda and then the Edim would have been Lomalav Lomora? The Edim would have been able to accomplish anything anyway as far as Dini Mominus is concerned. Or do we say no, Hashemia Lo Odi, right now he has not yet been Moda, and if he has not yet been Moda, so their failure to testify is in fact costing a lot of money. So the Gemara explains, Rabbanan the Hasam commands Firulu, the Rabbanan and that Brisa that hold Moda B'Knas V'Archach Vo Edim's Pater, who do they hold like in the Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan that we quoted before about Mashpia Eid Echad? Remember we had a case where he said you only had one witness and you make that one witness swear that he doesn't know any testimony, and it's testimony about Mammon, it's testimony about someone owing you money. Is that enough to be Chayiv Shvuas Eidos? Ilim Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Dahacha, if you're going to say that they hold like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, our Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon about the one aid about Shvuas Eidos, Haka Amar Davar Agor Melamam Kamam Dami. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that even an aid echad is enough to be Mechayev Shvuas Eidos, because an aid echad is a Davar Hagoreim Lemamon. Why is he a Davar Hagoreim Lemamon? Because an aid echad could be Mechayev a Shvua. And what happens when you're Mechayev someone a Shvua? We say you don't want to pay, you have to take a Shvua that you're Potter. So he might say, I'm not taking any shvuas. Shvuas are a scary thing. I'm not interested in taking any shvua. I'd rather pay. So while the edus of one aid can't be mechayiv him to pay, it will very often motivate him to pay. That's a davar agoreim lemamon. So therefore, by eide knas or kofer, the edus on the knas is no less than of a goreim lemamon than the edus of an eid echa. The edus of the knas, if the other guy is not modest, certainly would even be mechayiv him to pay. Ella k'rabanan da. halacha must be that this whole suffix is only if we assume, like the Rabbanan's shita about trying to be mechayiv in erechad. Dami davar garam lemamun lav kemamun dami. All that davar garam lemamun is not kemamun. That by an erechad he would not be chayiv mishum shvos edus amai. What would be the din by edei knas who deny knowing testimony and then later admit? Kiven di ilu moda miftar lav mamona kakafrele. Do we assume that since if the nitva would have been moda, he'd be pater from the knas because moda knas is pater, and therefore these edim when they refuse to testify are not refusing to testify about anything that really would have cost money? Or do we say no? But right now the guy has not been moda, so it is costing money because right now their testimony would have been mechayev some mamon. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya to answer this suffix. Tashima, so we bring a raya from our Mishnah before anything else. Mashpia ani aleichem im lo tavo v'tiyiduni sheish b'yad ploni nezek v'chatzi nezek. We said one of the examples in our Mishnah is I make you take a shvua that you don't know me, chatzi nezek. V'chatzi nezek knasu, chatzi nezek is a knas, a short time is nogach, another short, the bailim pays, chatzi nezek. That's what it says in the Torah. V'chatzu es kaspo v'gam es hameis yechatzun. So the Gemara says chatzi nezek is a knas that on the bala shor, in order to watch over his shor, to encourage him to watch over his shor more carefully. So from the fact that it says that edi chatzi nezek, that are kofar edus about the chatzi nezek are chayiv, you see that edi knas are chayiv in shvos edus. So the Gemara says nah, not necessarily a raya. Command yamar palganiska mamona. Maybe we're assuming like the sheet of Rav Papa and Baba Kama that palganiska mamona, the chatzi nezek is a din mamon. It's not a din knas because stam shvarim do gore and their bailim should watch over them, and if he didn't watch them, he's really chayiv. It's just that the Torah had a little rachmanis, was more makel because this shor had never really done this before. So that's why it's a chatzi nezek, but it's really mamon. It's not just a kenas payment. It says Mar Anichal Mandiam Palniskan Mona Elamandiam or Kenasa Ma'ikel Meimar. Good. So our mission is not a raya if you hold Palganiska Mamona, but if you hold the Palganiska Kenasa, our mission attack is a good raya that Shmos Eidus applies even to Eide Kenas. Says we're not necessarily Mechatzi Nezek Soros Still Sugemirila De Mamona Hu. It could be that we're talking about not a classic Chatzi Nezek of a shor that a tam that gores another shor. Talking about the other type of chatzi nezek tsraros, which is told of regel. An animal is walking along and a pebble shoots out from under its foot and damages. The halacha is that that's chatzi nezek. Now that's not a knas, that's clearly a situation of mamon. It's halacha l'moshe misinai, probably halacha l'moshe misinai, that it's a question what hilchsa gemirila means, but the way Rashi always understands, it's halacha l'moshe misinai that it pays only chatzi nezek, even though it's really mamon. So maybe that's all our Mishnah was talking about. So that line of the Mishnah doesn't give us anything as far as whether Mashbia Ede Knas is going to be Chayiv for Shvuasa Edus. So the Gemara says, okay, Tashma, let's bring another Raya also from our Mishnah. The Mishnah gave an example, I Mashbia the Edim, that they have to testify Tashlumi Kefel, that the other guy owes me Kefel. Kefel is certainly a Knas. So how come it's Chayiv Mishum Shvuasa Edus? Must be that Mashbia Ede Knas is Chayiv. Says Gemara, Mishum Karna. No. When you get someone to testify about Kefel, Kefel means the principal plus double. So maybe they're chayiv in the Shavuos Eidus because of the principal portion of it, not because of the Kefel portion. The Kefel part is a knas, but the principal is still mamon. Says Gemara, what about the Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha? It also says Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. That's certainly a knas to pay four or five times. So Gemara says, Mishum Karna. Yeah, but four or five times includes the principal as well. So the principal is what they're chayiv Shavuos Eidus for. So Gemara says, but what about the fact that the Mishnah says, Anas Ish Ploni, Yupita Es Biti, that this man was ma'anes or mafata my daughter, the payments you've been, the chamishim shikle kesef that you pay for that, that's clearly a knas. Isn't that a raya that edei knas are going to be chayiv for shvos edus? Gemara said no, mishum boshes pegam, because in addition to the knas payment, there are other payments. There's boshes pegam, and that's pure money. That's pure mamon. That's not knas. My kamashmulan. So ask the Gemara if that's the case, that it's all tashlumi mamon. What's the Mishnah telling me by bringing all of these examples of mamon? kula mamonahu, if they're all money, they're all cases of mamon, then none of them are cases of knas. So then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So it says Gemara, Reisha chada kamash milan, Seifa chada kamash milan. The beginning of the Mishnah where it's about chatzi nezek, kefel, arba v'chamisha, ones, mefata, is teaching us one chiddush. The Seifa of the Mishnah where they about hikani bni, chaval b'chaveirai, hidlikas kedisha b'yoma kipurim, that's also teaching us one chiddush. Meaning, you don't have to find a chiddush in each example. There's a chiddush in the first half of the Mishnah, there's a chiddush in the second half of the Mishnah, and it runs as follows. Reisha chada kamash milan, the chatzi nezek sroros, that the payment for chatzi nezek of a behema when it walks and a pebble shoots out, mamonuhu, that's mamon, that's not knas, like other chatzi nezek. So once it teaches us that one chiddush, that chatzi nezek sroros is mamon, so then it tells me all the other cases as well. Seifa chada kamash milan, there's only one chiddush in the Seifa, that if the testimony was about him lighting my stuff on fire on Yom Kippur, and they denied that they're going to be chayiv for Shavuos Eidos, because if they would have been made their testimony, he would have been mechayiv the guy money, and when by refusing to say their testimony, the fellow's not going to have to pay. So even though the guy's chayiv kares because he was mechal Yom Kippurim, he still would have had to pay the money. La fuke mai, and who's that? What's that coming to teach me against? La fuke, I mean Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. That's against the sheet of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. The tiny Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, I also Yom Kippurim, kis Shabbos, the Tashlumin, that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana treats Yom Kippurim like Shabbos when it comes to Tashlumin. That Ma Shabbos and the Vechule is Meschai ben Avshah, Patamina Tashlumin. Just like on Shabbos, we apply Kamle B'drav Minei, that if you are Mechalal Shabbos and Chayiv Mammon in the same action, you're only Chayiv for the Chul Shabbos, and Kamle B'drav Minei, you Patr from the Mammon. So Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says the same thing with Kares, even though Kares is not done here in Beis Din, it's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of in Beis Din Shalmaila, still it's enough to patter you from Mammon. So we're trying to teach in our Mishnah not that way, that if you what you had done at the time that you were that you were Chayiv Mammon is also to be Chayiv Kares, then you still are Chayiv Mammon. So Edim who know about that Chayiv know about a Chayiv Mammon and could have been Mechayiv Mammon. When they fail and deny that knowledge of that testimony, they are subject to Shavuos Eidos. The Gemara brings another raya to be poshet the suffix, whether Eide Knas that are kofar are chayiv in Shavuos Eidos. Toshema, another raya. Mashbia ani aleichem lo tavu v'tiduni. I'm making you take a shvua if you don't come and testify. Shahoti yish poli shem ra al biti. Now this guy married my daughter, came to Beis Din and said, Lo matzasi lebitcha besulim, claimed that she was not a besula. Turns out he was telling a lie, and therefore he owes a knas of mea kesef. But I didn't have a chance to be mamin and bedin, to be mechayiv the knas, so I'm making you come and testify that he owes me that knas. And the Edim say, we don't know any testimony about anything like this. And then the Edim turn out to be lying. So chayavin, they're chayiv for Shavuos Eidos. So if Motzi Shemra is Bala Beis Din, hold him in piatzmo, Potter, if he's Moda, that he was Motzi Shemra in another Beis Din, he'd be Potter from the Knas. So from the first din in the Brisa, you see that Eidi Knas that deny before the Nitva was Moda are going to be Chayiv. So it says Mara Hamani Rav Lozer Rav Shimoni Damar Yavoh Eidim V'Yidu. No, we're assuming like Rav Lozer. This Brisa assumes like Rav Lozer Rav Shimoni, who says that if someone is Moda B'Knas and there are Eidim on the Maisa that are Mechayiv the Knas, so those Eidim can come after the Hoda'a and be Mechayiv the Knas. That's Mamon Gamur. That's real Mamon. The Nitva is not able to potter himself from having to pay that money. And that's why it's subject to Shavuos Eidos. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's what we're assuming. Eima Seifa, but then the Seifa that Bryce says, Hoda Me'atzmo, Potter, that if the guy admits on his own that he was Motzi Shemra, he's Potter. So Asal Nerabanan, that seems to assume like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Says Mar, no, Kula Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. The whole thing is going like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, Hachi Kamar. And what the Bryce is trying to tell us in the Seifa is, Lo Mishkachasla, Hoda Mipiatzmo, the Potter, Ella hecha deleka edim klal vahod meyatzmo. The only time a moda beknas is going to be pater is if there are no edim, not that came before, nor that even come after he is moda. The only time a moda beknas is pater is that there are no edim whatsoever, and that's exactly like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So that brisa follows Rabbi Elazar that a knas is mamun gamur, and therefore you can't prove what the halacha is going to be in the case of mashpia edim knas. So now we move on to the next Mishnah, and again this is going to open up the more simple halacha. Forget about Eidei Knas. How do I know that Shavuos Eidos only applies to Mamon to begin with? So first we introduce it with the Mishnah. Mashpiani aleichem lo tavou v'tiiduni v'tiidu shani kohen shani levi. I want you to come testify not about money, but my yichus, that I'm a kohen, that I'm a levi, sheni ben grusha, sheni ben chalutza, that there's no problem with my kuhuna. Most of the time nowadays when we find people that want to verify their yichus, I find they want to verify the anti-yichus. They want to show that they're not a kohen, so they can marry the gioris that they fell in love with, so that they can marry the grusha. So they try. But it used to be that people would want to be miyuchas, that it was a badge of honor to be miyuchas. Okay, so they, I want you to come and testify that I'm a kohen, that I'm a levi, that I'm not a ben grusha, that I'm not a ben chalutza. Sheish ploni kohen, sheish ploni levi, or that someone else is a kohen or a levi. Sheino ben grusha, sheino ben chalutza. So they know this edus, and it turns out they know this edus. So they're potter from Shavuos Eidos because the Eidim is not about Tvias Mamon at all. The Eid is not about Tvias Mamon at all. But if you say Sha'anas ish ploni es bito upita es bito, that you, I want you to testify that this man was ma'anes someone's daughter or was mefata someone's daughter, and they deny knowledge, they're also going to be potter because the Eidim are only chayiv Shavuos Eidos when the Tovea himself asks them to say the Eidos. So if it's Sha'anas as Bito Shalish Ploni, you know, someone else's daughter, he's not the right Toveya. He's the wrong person is asking them for the testimony. Vishachaval bi bini, vishachaval bi chaveri, shehid the Kadishi b'Shabbos Ariel Paturin. That my son was chaval in me, or my chaver was chaval in me on Shabbos, and he made a chabura, or he burnt something down of mine on Shabbos. They're potter, because there's no tvias mamon, because you have kam lebit rabminei. In all those cases, they're only going to be chayiv the misa and not the mamon. So the Gemara explains the case sheidu ish ploni that he's a kohen or a levi. Why do we dafka give that example? Time of the ish ploni kohen, the ish ploni levi, where there's no kfir on tvias mamon, hamana leploni biad ploni chayavin. Sounds from the ratio of the Mishnah that if I ask you to testify that somebody else owes somebody else, not me, owes somebody else money, that you're going to be chayiv for Shavuos Eidos. But vakatani sefer shishm piatoveya. But then the whole point of the sefer was that no, it's only Shavuos Eidos when it's the toveya who's asking you to say the testimony. Amar Shmuel bibaba harsha'a. No, we're talking about a case where he comes with a harsha'a. He's representing the other party. The one who's mashbia them that they should testify, this guy's a kohen, has a harsha'a from the toveya. He's an apotropos on that tevia. And therefore the edim cannot say, you know, you're not our baldvarim, that's why we're refusing to say testimony. The reason they're pater, if they're kofer, is because there's no tvias mamon. It's not because it's not the right guy. But wait, didn't we say that you don't write a harsha'a when you're toveya metaltlin, because Eidim are chosim on the shtar harsha'a where it says that you toveya the, you know, this guy to collect the metaltlin that are, that the nitva has, and the chasima is like edus on what's written in the shtar. So since the metaltlin is not there, they can't be made on what's written in the shtar. So the kasha comes right back. Since you cannot say, the Mishnah is talking about a case where there is a hasha'a, why is it mashm from our Mishnah that if I'm mashbia you, that you owe, that mashbia you to testify that Ploni owes Ploni money, not the Ploni owes me money, that the Eidim would be chayiv in Shavuos Eidos. Either we're not shomea mi pia toveya. So says Mara, hani mili hecha de kafre, avalo kafre kasvinan. No, we don't write a harsha'a when the nitva is kofer in the chiyuv. But if we don't know that the nitva is kofer in the chiyuv, then we would write a harsha'a. So our Mishnah is talking about a case where we would write a harsha'a, where it would be perfectly fine to write a harsha'a. Now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that's going to explain the source for the chiyuv. Again, a series of four brisas, really, that are going to explain the source of the chiyuv in the Torah, that Shavuos Eidos is only by Tvias Mamon and not by anything else. So Tan Rabbanu, Minayin She'ein HaKasuv Medaber Ela B'Tvias Mamon. How do I know that when the Pasuk says about Shavuos Eidos, V'shama Kol Allah, that it's only about Tvias Mamon, and only then are you going to be chayiv for Shavuos Eidos? Or Blazer Omer, Nemar Kan O-in. It says by Shavuos Ha'edus the word O several times. O-ra'a, O-yada. It's a funny word, O-in. Multiple O's. It says the word O several times. V'nemer la'alon. It says by Shavuos Ha'pikadon, O-in. It says, Nefesh ki safta mal mal v'Hashem. V'ki shvim v'kaza, O-bitzumas yad, O-begezel, O-ashak es amiso. So it has a lot of O's by Shavuos Ha'pikadon as well. So mal la'alon, eino medaber ele b'tvias mamon. Just like Shavuos Ha'pikadon by definition is mamon, or pikadon by definition is mamon. Afkan eino medaber ele b'tvias mamon. So to be Shavuos Ha'edus, where technically Edus could have been about anything. It could have been about Yichus. It could have been about anything. But no, we learned from all those O's that it's about Mammon. So the Brice asks, according to Blazer, if you learn Gzeres Shava of the O's, O into Rotzeach, you know, it says in the Parsha of Rotzeach that a guy goes and he entraps another person, he plots to kill another person. O be'eva hiko bi'adav yamos. So it says O. So yochichu. That should show that that when it says O, it's not always about mammon, because a rotzeach is not chayv mammon; he's chayv misa. So shahein O in umedabrin shalom b'tvias mammon, because by rotzeach it's got nothing to do with tvias mammon. It's all about a chayv misa. This is a strange kasha l'chora that the Gemara is asking, because we have a rule in Shas. Ein adam dan gzeres shava me'atzmo. Meaning they obviously had a mesorah for gzeres shava that the O's by Shavu Shavuos Ha'edus align with the O's of Shavuos Ha'pikadon. Meichi teisi that we have the right to bring in the idea of Rotzeach, because the word O appears by Rotzeach as well. So the Meiri says, when we say Anadam Dan Gzer Shav Me'atzmo, it doesn't mean that you're Makabel Me'rabo exactly what to darshan. This is something Bali Atos is right as well, that it's only that you were Makabel a certain word is part of Gzer Shava, but then you have to figure out how to apply it. So we're saying, how do we know to apply it to connect the O's of Shavuos Ha'edus with the O's of Shavuos Ha'pikadon? Maybe I should connect it with the O's of Rotzeach. So it says Gemara, done in O in Sheishima and Shvua, may O in Sheishima and Shvua, Val Yuchichu O in Rotzeach, Sheinima and Shvua. Very much more logical to connect a parsha of Shvuas Ha'edus to a parsha of Shvuas Ha'pikadon. They're back to back sugyas and Parakim right here in this Masechta, right? They're obviously much more linked than Rotzeach. Rotzeach has nothing to do with anything over here. O in the Sota Yuchichu says Gemara, what about the O's that it says by Sota? It says O over love roch kin of kineis ishto. O isha shada, right? So keeps on using the term O. So Shane O in Vieshima and Shvua. They are an O, and there is a Shvua involved in Sota. It's Vishbia Osa Kohen. Umadabr shlob tvias mamon, and it's not about tvias mamon. So done in O in Sheshima and Shvua Veiniman Kohen. Veon Sheshima and Shvua Veiniman Kohen. Valichicho and Rotzech Sheniman Shvua. Valichicho and the Sota. Shavti Sheshima and Shvua. Yeshima and Kohen. Sota has a different ingredient that Shvuas HaPikadon and Shvuas HaEdus don't have, and that is that there's a Kohen involved in the Shvua of a Sota. Rabbi Kiva Omer, another Brisa that tells us how we know that Shvuas HaEdus is only by Tfias Mamon. Pasuk says, Vayeki Hashem La'achas Me'ela. Yesh Me'ela Shu Chayiv, Yesh Me'ela Shu Pater. HaKetzad, Tva Mamon Chayiv, Davaracher Pater. That from the Psukim itself, you see that not every time I ask someone to testify and they deny knowledge of testimony under oath, and then they turns out that they were lying. Not every time are they chayv for Shavuos Ha'edus. There are certain cases that they're not chayv for Shavuos Ha'edus. What are those cases? Must be cases where there's no chiyuv mammon. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, he says a different brisa. Hareyu Omer pasuk says vu edo ra'o o yada be edus hamiskayem is beri'ia below yediyah beyediyah below ri'ia kasam adaber. The only time you chayv for Shavuos Ha'edus is if your edus would have been good enough with yediyah without even ri'ia, or ri'ia without even yediyah. And that's only mammon. Re'ia b'lo yediyah ketzad. How can you have a thing where you saw but you don't know, and that's good enough testimony? Mana manisilach bifnei ploni yiploni. I counted out $100 for you in front of such and such a person, and I gave it to you as a halva'a. But I never told the Eidim whether it was a halva'a, matana, payment for something previously. And the Nitva says, look, yavo'a ploni ploni v'yidu. If you can produce witnesses that you gave me $100 ever, I would admit that that was a halva'a. But there was never, you never gave me anything. So zuhi re'iyah below yediyah. That edus would be mechayiv mamon. Because all they have to say is, we saw him give $100. We don't know under what circumstances or anything, but that's all they have to say. Yediyah below re'iyah ketzad. How do you have a case of yediyah without re'iyah? Mana, if the guy says, I lent you $100, hodei Basili, and you were molded to me b'fnei ploni uploni, in front of these two witnesses. So they never saw the loan, but they saw you admit to me that you owe the money. So yavol ploni uploni v'iduzu yidia b'loriya. That would be a case of yidia b'loriya. So that's a third brisa that teaches us a source for the fact that shvasa edus is only by mammon. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the fourth brisa that teaches us shvasa edus only applies by mammon. Oh, yeah. Well.